Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11, Tested by Design. Do you like tests? Well, if you're a great student, maybe you appreciate them, but most students don't look forward to tests. What about tests in life? Almost no one I know would say they like being tested in life, but life is full of tests, and that seems to be by design. Pasuk Hey, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. Hashem tests those who are righteous. Hashem tests those who are devoted to Him. Let's dive a bit deeper into the idea of being tested in life and what tests in life are there for. One of the most famous psukim in Sefer Iyov is, Ki Adam La'amol Yulad. Human beings were born to toil. You heard that right. You were born to toil. You were created to work and do hard things and contend with challenges and tests. Real achievement comes from working at things, from doing things that are difficult and challenging. When we succeed at the challenge, at the tests in life that Hashem inserts into our lives, the result is a deep sense of accomplishment, an experience of true earned pleasure, and we are elevated to a much better version of ourselves. Here are two examples to illustrate this concept, one in the realm of the physical and one in the realm of ruchnius, spirituality. Imagine a runner training for the Olympics. He's practicing on the open country roads, pushing himself to go faster and faster. His coach is there to help him get in tip-top form, and so today, coach brings hurdles and places them in the runner's path. By jumping those hurdles, the runner's muscles will get stronger. His cardiovascular capability will be improved. A passerby strolls on by, notices the hurdles on the road, sees the runner from a distance racing forward, and quickly the passerby removes the hurdles, thinking he's helping out the runner because the hurdles are hard. They're in the way. The mashal is clear. The hurdles do make the run harder, but they were put there deliberately by the coach, who's there to help the runner become the best athlete possible. He's not going to win a medal at the Olympics by taking a leisurely stroll. It's the test, it's the challenge that brings out the best possible version of the athlete. Let's shift to an area of ruchnius, chesed, giving. It's easy to give to the people in our life who we really like. Our best friend, or someone in school or our neighborhood who we admire and would love to be more connected to. Giving to them is pretty easy. But how about giving to someone who gets on your nerves? Maybe a younger sibling who's always picking fights, or a girl in your grade who wasn't so nice to you last year. And now an opportunity to provide chesed to this person presents itself. It's a test. You know giving is the right thing to do, but in this situation, it's so hard. Your mind is making excuses. Your heart feels cold. It's a challenge, a hard one. But you push yourself and you succeed. You give with a full heart. That act, that challenge, that test changes you. You are now more of a balas chesed. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. The next time you face a test in life, embrace it. It's been put there by design, by the ultimate coach, Hashem Himself, who is helping you grow into the best possible version of you. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.